Well, John, first of all, anyway, congratulations on Tipperary winning the Munster Minor. It was a huge thing. And I must say, I was amazed when I heard that there's so many of the team young enough again next year.
Thanks very much, Uisce. It is a huge lift, of course, for Tipperary. And there's been great progress that has been made there in the last 3 or 4 years. Like, you know, we've worked very, very hard. And I was delighted, really, for David Power. He's one of the guys that came on board with me, and he's the guy, one of the guys that has helped structure the underage in Tipperary. And I'm delighted for the young fellas because, you know, it's cool to play football now in Tipperary. God, the atmosphere is brilliant there, and you know, it's a dual county now, and it was always able to produce good footballers, but. If the seniors were going to make any progress, there's one thing I realised, and with the county board and the football board, we got together and said, look, hey, we've got to develop underage. And last year, we were under 15, under 16 and under 17 Munster champions. And we felt, and of course, the under 21s, I forgot about them, we were under 21 champions as well. So we felt, look, we could have a serious cut at the minors this year. So I started coaching the under-17s last year in the Darrell Darcy Trophy, which is for the weaker counties. And, you know, I got a bit of a zest. I started with the minors in Lone Rangers. I got a bit of a zest for it and a bit of freshness. And it was brilliant to see them coming on and developing. And what has happened now, Uisce, is that they've kicked on and this team is actually a year before their time.
John, you just mentioned there about you winning the under 16, 17, and under 15, 16, and 17. Now, the basis of all that in Tipperary, there must be an awful lot of work going in. How did you go about organising all that?
Well, look, we sat down about 3 years ago below in the Manila Hotel there in Clonmel, and we put a plan together. And the plan was well structured, with proper people on board. There was no point in bringing in young fellas. For instance, Uisce, look, there was the secretary's son and the chairman's son of each club was coming in. They're no good if they're not the best guys. So there was a little bit of nepotism in it. And that's the same in every county. You need the best players in. Because if you bring in under-15s into Torless, into Simple Stadium, and they look across and they see the best guys are there from the east and the west and the north and the south, then the idea in their head is straight away is that this is a good team. I'm delighted to be part of it. I'm in with the best. But if they see a fella that's not good enough, that they know that's not up to it, then they'll say, hey, this team is not going to be balanced. It's not good enough.
But what kind of a programme did you give them? I mean, this minor team that won now last Sunday week that you were coaching above in the stadium, they were absolutely superb footballers. And there's how many of them are young enough next year?
There's 10 of the starting 15. There's 16 of the 24 in the panel, and there's 22 of the 32 of the overall panel.
So what plans did you give them?
Well, I suppose the plan is that we knew we had some very, very good talented players. We put them on programmes, and that meant they're coming in, the parents bring them into centres for to do light weights. There's no such thing as weights, really, but to give them a programme of fitness and to give them coaching, increase their skills, which is the main thing.
What numbers are we talking about, John, now that went into this programme roughly?
Well, you'd have to break it up, I suppose. Firstly, I mean, already last Saturday, I know I was above in Dr. Morris Park, and, you know, you'd have 45 under-14s, 40 to 45 under-15s, and 40 to 45 under-16s. We'll whittle that down now to two teams, and you know where your best players are then, like, you know, and you're always searching then outside of that as well, Uisce, for guys that weren't able to make it, were on holidays or something like that. But look, once you get your players together, and the idea is to build up a database whereby you can say, hey, this guy has been in at 15 years of age. Where is he now at 17? You look at him at 17 2 years later and you say, wow, he's a different kettle of fish altogether. Let's have a re-look at this guy because you'll be able to improve on him, or he's grown, he's got stronger. You know, guys, I think it's something you've got to look at. The change in guys from 15 to 18 is huge. And you've got
What role does their club play?
Their club is just, I suppose, their club nominate these guys to a certain extent. I don't know, really, the clubs really don't do much, because what we do is we appoint three or four guys over a division. Now, as well as that, we appoint an administrator in each division. Excuse me. They're screened in at the division level before they come into us at all. So, again, I suppose the important thing here is that you're getting in the best guys. Now, if there's guys left out and they're playing other codes or whatever it is, then we certainly have to go after those. Yeah.
Getting back to the team now that won the Munster title last Sunday week in such brilliant style, and remembering that you have beaten Kerry and beaten Cork to win it. And remind us again how many of them are young enough, because that's fascinating for me, and who they're going to meet and what are their chances.
Well, firstly, as I said, they're young enough. But we're not waiting for next year, Weeshie, because, look, Cork and Kerry will be all the better for next year, and they'll fully be aware of who we are and what we are. And so you have to win. It's this year we're focused in on. We started off by playing Limerick, and Limerick had quite a good minor team this year. And that, I suppose, that really got us going. We got a great, great challenge and a good game from Limerick. Against Kerry then, we know what happened with Kerry, and you know, to be fair to Pat O'Driscoll, he'd prepared them well, he'd done a great job on it, and I suppose at half time there's a score against a very, very strong wind, and our goalkeeper dropped a goal or two. I've said this before, it wasn't a true reflection being 9 or 10 points down. And then against Cork, when you beat Kerry, it gives you huge confidence, and we pushed on from there. But again, against Cork, there's no doubt about it, we've a style of game, and number one, I suppose, huge commitment. And, you know, in a couple of those minors, I sat down with their parents and outlined a plan for 3 years with them as to what they're going to do. You know, we had one particular guy there now on the team, and he was signing a soccer contract. The soccer contract was, you know, with another code, and fine if you want to do this, but look, the realistic thing is that we could offer him a lot more, and he became part of the team. And I suppose we have four or five hurlers in it as well, Weeshie, and you know, the hurlers have gelled in, they're dual players, and they love it. They absolutely, their loyalty to the football is fantastic.
So who are you playing next?
We're playing Meath now. I went up to see them yesterday. Dublin looked very, very impressive. Meath are a very good side and led Dublin for long periods, particularly in the first half. They actually dominated the first half. But Dublin hit them with a goal in before half-time, and it changed the complexion. But it's Meath we're playing, and you know yourself, Meath are a very, very good, have a great tradition, and we'll certainly be up against it. But look, it's upwards and onwards with these guys. But the overall thing in Tipperary is that, look, I think it's next Saturday that the under-15s and under-16s are going into the Munster Championship again. And again, we've put a lot of work into them, Weeshie. So it's great. It's great that we've started the conveyor belt coming through to try and support the senior team. Because, look, we're well aware that we're short a few in the senior team, and it's only by building up not one team. The under 21 win last year was great, but that has to be followed up with a minor win. So you might say, well, how do you keep it going? Well, what I'm doing is trying to put the right proper structures in place of coaching. So coaching the senior team with the style. So I should be able to take, in theory, a guy out of the under-16 team, out of the minor team this year, and he should be able to join the senior panel, and without any blink of an eye, he should be playing the same style of football.
When you mention the style of football, what's your concept? What style of football are you teaching the young footballers in Tipperary?
Very, very much attack orientated. Very much a kicking game. Very much kicking and passing, I suppose. It's a good open brand. Very, very fast. Look, Weeshie, I don't have to explain it. When Lone Rangers are going well, that's the style of football. Not when they were going well. When I was training Lone Rangers, that was the style. It was very, very attractive. Lots of scores. Defend hard. A lot of toughness. And you know, if you don't bring a bit of passion into that and a bit of belief into it, you don't have anything.
Finally, John, your own situation in regard to your position in Tipperary, because I know that earlier on there last year, when they wanted to appoint you, by the Tipperary County Board wanted to appoint you as overall man in charge of football in Tipperary, Croke Park stepped in and they said that wasn't permissible. What's your own situation out there?
Well, you see, I suppose Croke Park are looking at one thing, is that it's as well to say it now, I suppose. They're saying that, hey, you cannot pay a guy to look after all these teams. Now, I'm coaching the senior, under 21, minor, and I get around to the 15s and 16s. It's a lot of teams, you might think, but I have them streamlined. And they're saying you cannot have a full-time guy doing this, because he's the senior manager. Well, what I'm doing, I'm just working away without being paid and doing it. And, you know, I suppose one of the criteria of being a manager is that you have to be a bit mad. That's number one. Number two, you have to be very, very objective. Dedicated, I should say. What I'm coming to here is that there aren't too many, if any, senior managers that are training senior inter-county teams that will throw off the court and go down and go training and put a Merishka jersey on him and stand and you have to throw your ego aside, and if you want to go coaching young fellas, they'll have to see who you really are. And I just love the game, and I'd like to see improvement in Tipperary, and if it's to be done, whatever, I'll do whatever it takes to improve Tipperary football. And so, I mean, the boy was above the last there with my Merishka jersey, and I was happy out encouraging the lads. And David Power is benefiting with his team, and everybody wins, and it's a win-win situation. But I can't understand what Croke Park, what their understanding of it is. But look, I'm doing, I don't know how many hours a week. I don't know how many, if I was to explain all this, that's where the madness comes in. But it's a passion, it's a love. I like to see improvement, and that's what, it's working out well for Tipperary. It's working out for the Tipperary minors, and who knows where we may end up.
I know where you're going to end up. You're going to end up above Northern Ireland when you're 75, like Mick Dwyer with the Tipperary team, and you'll be saying to yourself, I'm 75, but I'm not going to retire. If Mick Dwyer can do it at 75 and go up and bring his Wicklow team up there and draw after extra time, then, John, you have a long ways to go yet.
Well, I hopefully, once health and my family and my wife and kids give me the support to do this, I suppose I'll keep it going as long as I can, anywhere in whatever county it will be. But can I say about Mick O'Dwyer? I was talking to him on Saturday morning, and what a man. What, I mean, he is absolutely unbelievable. What a motivator. I mean, look, he's dealt with guys. He's now dealing with guys over a 35 or 40-year, 45-year period. I mean, he's just guessing, like, you know, in coaching and managing. But he's a guy that, you know, we should be looking up to. What a character and a manager, like, you know. Everybody said he's old-fashioned. By God, I don't see the football that Wicklow are playing is far from old-fashioned, and they don't lie down anywhere we see, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you, he's a great example for any fella anyway that's shoving up around that age, myself and other fellas, and I can tell you that. John, thanks for talking to me, and we'll be all watching Tipperary very, very close. I, in particular, of course, because my grandfather, as I often told you, played with Tipperary, so I have a Tipperary blood in my veins. And listen to me, the best of luck, and we'd hope you go on and win the All-Ireland.
Thank you very much. And of course, I have a young fella at home, 10 or 11 years of age. He's a Kerry jersey on him, and we're looking forward. That was some display by Kerry against Cork, wasn't it? Ah, yeah, it was very refreshing. We're looking forward to going the whole way with the Kerry team as well, of course.